Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're gonna dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right. Welcome back. Good morning. Covino and Rich in for the Dan Patrick Show, 877-99 on Fox. Who the hell are we? Well, we're the guys on every day now, and we figured we'd start off the day early with you.
Covino and Rich, and if you can, hey, download our podcast and subscribe. Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to your feedback. Let's start with Dick in Dayton. Wants to say what's up. Hey, Dick.
Good morning.
Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Happy
you
Thanksgiving,
too,
man.
Yeah, I was just telling your screener, I think every place in Columbus is going to be packed this week because of the Ohio State-Michigan game. I can remember that's been a rivalry since I was a kid, and you could just be betting that's going to be. And I was reading a little bit about, they wrote about Kurt Herbstreit. But I think if they play like they did last week, they got a chance with Stroud. And I want to say something else about I've been a Brown fan for a long time, but I think it's time the defensive coordinator leaves and we get some blood in there. What's your take on that, guys?
I'll tell you what. I think as far as your Browns go, too little, too late. You were hoping to tread water until Deshaun Watson was ready and came back, and yeah, it just didn't work. Like,
you have to wait a few years for another parade, but
no parade for you.
No parade. That's what I'm thinking.
No parade. I think Cleveland shows signs of greatness, but the reality is the whole goal there was to play 500 football or maybe better until you got your quarterback who was, you know, on leave. But that didn't work out. So, hey, there's always next year. Dick and Dayton. You know, I was thinking about something that I was just seeing on TV. They're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo still every day.
Yeah.
Before we get into the Fonz talking
about Jimmy G he's ratings. Look at the guy. He's handsome. He's on a very sexy team. You know, a lot of sexy players.
Is he, I mean, do we change our mind on anyone more than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, he's week to week. It's just how it is.
It's like the most volatile fan relationship. Like, it's like, man, Jimmy G's the guy. And then it's like, man, the Niners would probably be the favorite if it wasn't for Jimmy G. Like, week to week, this poor dude. Like, and he just, you know
what, though? He's doing okay, man. I see him smiling. You know, he's doing all right. But I'm with you on that. It's week to week, what have you done for me lately sort of vibe. Well, with everyone in sports, but especially him, because he's always the problem if something goes wrong with the 49ers.
As you might know or don't know, Rich Davis here, 49ers fan. So I feel like the funniest, most crazy narrative would be, let's just say, knock on wood, the Niners make it, Joel, right? Let's say they go all the way, and Garoppolo wins. And if they won the Super Bowl, what the hell do the Niners do next year when they got Trey Lance coming back and Jimmy G's sort of, you know, he's on this one-year little extension?
He'll be a sought-after quarterback, that's for sure. He'll go from being a backup to, you know, people wanting him.
But that's a good it's a good problem to have. But let's say they did win. They got the weapons, McCaffrey, Kittle, Ayuk, Samuel, Elijah Mitchell.
I'd say half the league would be better off with Jimmy G, and it'd be after him, no doubt.
I don't know about half the league, but I wonder if he won, and despite his shortcomings here or there, let's say they're just that good, and they step it up in the right time, and they win. Do the Niners move on from him if he wins a Super Bowl and say, no, we went with the Trey Lance plan?
I think they still doubt him.
Even if he wins?
Even if he wins, I think they still doubt him, because I just heard as of yesterday, we're still waiting on Garoppolo to be Garoppolo, whether it's today or the playoffs.
Yeah, he's highly criticized. He really is, no matter what he does. But I think he's completely likable and trustworthy as a quarterback compared to most.
To be honest, like the Niners are in a weird pickle, because if, let's say, Garoppolo goes on a deep playoff run. Let's say they don't win the Super Bowl. Let's say they lose in the Super Bowl to an arguably better team, Kansas City or Buffalo. Or let's say they lose to Philly or Minnesota in the playoffs. You're so quick to be like, all right, later, Jimmy G. Trey Lance, here's the keys to the Lamborghini you're driving with, the weapons that every quarterback in the league would die for. Imagine if Aaron Rodgers or one of these guys that doesn't have weapons had...
Let's make it personal. What if you ask Covino
to
go work in the other studio?
Yeah.
Hey, no. You can't even practice with us. You can't rehearse for the show with us.
I'd be like,
matter of fact,
we don't even know
if we want you on. Is it still going to be Covino? And let's just make it Rich and. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Come back, Covino. Come back.
You're right. And what Joel described what they did to Jimmy G. And you know what Jimmy Garoppolo did?
You know what? When you put it in that perspective, I'd be like, you know what? Do your own show. I'm out.
He's right. Covino, come back. We need you.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo was pushed aside. Kicked aside. And you think Jimmy Garoppolo, with that good personality and those handsome looks, and think about it. I think Cowherd said it before. Garoppolo's probably been cool his whole life, right?
Oh.
That's probably the first time he ever felt dissed in his entire
lifetime. Kidding me? This guy's been a stud, since Little League, probably.
They told this guy, they kicked him aside, we're trading all our picks to get a guy to replace you. Oh, we can't deal you. All right, hang tight. Practice on the other field.
Practice on the other field. How cold was that?
Hey, scram. Tell the handsome guy to get out of here. Trey Lance goes down. Hey, Jimmy, come back, buddy. And now, according to Vegas, practically tied with Philadelphia on the odds to win the NFC.
You know how I
just think
it, though?
The Niners are going to be in the biggest. And you know what the other caveat is? Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady, there's rumors that, if they don't get it done now and Trey Lance isn't ready, Tom Brady's always wanted to play for the Niners. What about like a one-year deal?
That story never goes
away. So I just feel like the Niners in the weirdest quarterback position. And this is a team that had...
How about you just embrace... Not you, because you're a fan, but just embrace Jimmy G. He's doing all right for your team right now. For this team, he's doing good. Be thankful on Thanksgiving that you got him.
I'm going to use the word embroiled, Covino. The Niners... I'm probably using it wrong, too.
Probably.
The Niners are always embroiled in a quarterback situation. And, I'm a kid of the 80s and 90s, right? Montana and Young. Alex Smith and Kaepernick. There's always some type of divide. Like, who do you want? Who are you going with? Because there were people that were like, time to move on from Montana.
Steve Young waited patiently. Maybe not that patient, but he did. He waited for his time.
Oh, we've talked about
these are good problems to have. So
Steve Young.
I think Trey Lance could wait and develop a little bit.
Steve Young, Hall of Famer, spent 4 to 5 years of his prime backing up Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Alex Smith was kicked to the side for Kaepernick when Kaepernick was hot for that minute.
Oh, and they were starting Steve Young, and then Montana still came back. So he was like teased with that gig.
I just think.
I mean, I get the examples, but I mean, at the start of the season, Jimmy G was coming in, and he's like, wait a minute. What's in my locker right here yesterday?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He might not even want to come back. That's the thing.
I mean, the guys like him.
They give him back his locker when they moved him?
They're like, Jimmy G, you can come out. Remember Office Space? He's in the basement. He's in Storage Room B. Jimmy, you can come back now.
They didn't even let him throw good footballs over on the side field. He had to throw the raggedy football.
With my stapler. He's very office space.
You know what it's like, too? It's like, you know, Joel gave his analogy before, but it really is like your girlfriend thought there was someone better than you. Your wife thought there was another guy with ripped abs.
She starts sleeping with Chad from work.
Chad from work's the hot new guy around, and she leaves Chad.
Chad listens to me, and he has abs.
But then, what? I don't know. It doesn't work out with Chad, and then she wants to come back, and you're supposed to embrace this with open arms.
And then you do.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how it is. You're right. It is. It's very personal. I think you just embrace him now. Jimmy G's the guy. I think he's completely underrated, and there's so many teams that would love to have him.
I'm not saying the team doesn't respect Trey Lance, but you could tell that locker room, Ayuk, Kittle, Debo, McCaffrey, they all like Jimmy G. He's a liked guy.
They like sitting Jimmy G, period.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times in the beginning of the year, there were people in the locker room that were like, yeah, we're going to this young kid too soon. I think that.
And again, another very underrated element to the game. Like, you got to have the team, you got to have the locker room. And Jimmy G has that. He's respected there. They like playing behind him. That's all important. So I don't think you mess with that, and that's, again, to, you know, you don't know what he wants moving forward. But I think, you know, based on Rich's thoughts about Garoppolo, I think we know who Rich's answer is when it comes to
who do I want to hang with?
Who do you want to hang with?
You hang with Jimmy G, though? You're
invisible.
Let's give Jimmy G a little love, because if he was that scorned partner, he came back with that contract just as if no trade clause. Come on.
But another wonderful personality trait, I think. You know, it shows a lot of character. He came back and said, you know what? Let's go.
As every athlete in 2022 says, let's effing go.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I want to play for you guys. And this sort of ties in because we talk about Jimmy G and how he's a likable guy. And yes, the Niners will be in quite a pickle next year, no matter what happens, because they have a decision to make. Do you continue at Garoppolo for another year or so? Is it like that weird? I'll give you an analogy. We've worked in situations where we've gotten long term contracts, and then we've worked in situations where we've worked for companies that's like year to year contracts, and the year to year contract doesn't leave you feeling great.
No, you're never comfortable, and you're always wondering, well, what's next?
It's going to be an interesting scenario. What they do with Garoppolo, Trey Lance, and even the prospect of an available Tom Brady. So the Niners.
You know what you really got to think about, too? It's great that he has great relationships with his teammates. That's a big factor, right?
Yeah.
But where does he want to live? Believe it or not, that's a huge factor.
Seems like he likes it there, man.
Well,
I remember during the offseason, it was like, maybe the Browns want it. Maybe this team wants it. You think Jimmy G wants to leave the Bay Area on a team with those weapons?
I mean, I don't think so. I'm just saying, you know, where does he want to go?
There was rumors for a minute. Remember the Pittsburgh? Do you think he wants to be where Kenny Pickett is now? Do you think he'd be winning there?
Thought you were moving? I mean, really thought you were moving?
Yes. Yeah.
And it doesn't happen. You don't feel the same staying where you are. It just don't feel the same anymore.
That's a great point, Joel.
There was another network, Joel, right, that sort of recruited us. And they're like, you might live here. And we're like, really? And it was like we were college.
Why are you disguising it? ESPN's like, would you move to Bristol?
but
Camino's making it seem like it's some big. There was another network. In the day, we used to work for ESPN before we're in a better spot now at Fox.
They took us like we were the top college recruits. And
like, hey, if you live in Hartford, it's not that bad.
Yeah, took us out to the coolest bars there. Like, hey, take a look. You know, and we were like, I don't know.
I remember telling my wife, I was like,
I don't know if I could live here.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I thought it was going to happen, though. I really did. Luckily, we got to stay in L.A. But where you live is a factor.
That's true.
A factor, you know, so we'll see. But, Rich, is he your answer? I'm actually really excited to see.
Let me think about it. But, Burst, you got our pal Henry Winkler on standby?
Oh, yeah, he's ready.
Now, earlier in the week, we're on every day, filling in for Dan Patrick today, but every day, 2 p.m., out here on the West Coast, 5 p.m. Eastern, Covino and Rich, Monday through Friday. We caught up with our pal Henry Winkler because the viral video of the week was his interaction with Patrick Mahomes. Take a listen. A guy that's gone viral in the last 24 hours for his new bromance with Patrick Mahomes. Give it up for our pal Henry Winkler, everybody. What's up?
What an experience that was.
I just want to know how it felt while you were smiling ear to ear, just waiting there on the sideline? Like, what was going through your mind when you were watching all this happen?
There I am watching this phenom play ball at a whole other level.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, everybody talks about how great this one is, how great that one is, and then there's Patrick.
Is that how you feel about Patrick Mahomes when you see what he does on the field?
Here's the thing. There are great players, no doubt. And then there is somebody who is so zen in the center of himself that all of a sudden he sees more than the average bear.
Yeah.
And he improvises. And there is no drama. There is only winning.
During your interaction with Patrick Mahomes, Henry, you said there's always a place at your dinner table for him. Will you have dinner with Patrick Mahomes in the offseason? Are you going to follow up?
He will have a chicken stuffed with ricotta and spinach.
Nice.
That will make his mouth happy. And he said to me, I'm going to keep you to your word on your dinner. And I said, there is always a seat at my table for you.
I loved it. We all loved the encounter. That's why it's gone viral.
When I was chatting with him, I was present enough to realize how present he was.
Yeah.
How many times I've met somebody and they go, yeah, yeah, really good to meet you. You know, I got a big show to do. I got a game to play. And thanks so much. And like, good luck to you. He was right there with me. And he was so excited that he had this surprise for me.
Yeah.
Which was the jersey with my... He said, you know, it's got your name on it.
Henry, what do you do with that jersey that you got? That Chiefs Winkler autographed jersey.
I have worn it around the house.
Just the jersey.
Yeah.
Just the jersey. Well, my wife likes that part. Yeah. And she also said I look good in red.
There you go. The Fonz talking about his experience with Mahomes. On that was what, last week?
Yeah, such a great time catching up with Henry Winkler, who we've known for years, believe it or not. And, you know, to know him, he means what he says. When he says, there's always a room for you at my dinner table, he means that.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes, that must be a big moment for anybody. If Henry Winkler, you know, is smiling ear to ear and it means that much to him, imagine how excited you would be to hang with this guy.
Well, there's a mutual respect, and I love seeing it when it's musicians, actors, comedians, and athletes. Like, I know that Sebastian Maniscalco, who's one of the biggest stand-up comics in the world, his relationship with J.J. Watt and other athletes, he's talked to us about how some of these athletes are like, I'd love to come to your comedy show. There's that mutual respect between
athletes,
any form of greatness, right?
Yes, but athletes also have this allure where they're still the heroes to everybody, right? Because every kid at one point wanted to be an athlete.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. We are Covino and Rich, and I mean this. So thankful to have a show here on Fox Sports Radio. We're on every day, 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. East Coast. That's where we're from New Jersey, and Rich is from Long Island, but we're out here in Los Angeles. Please subscribe to our podcast for free. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you stream.
It's simple.
It really is.
Do it.
And we'd be really thankful if you did. Again, hope you're having a great morning so far. The number is 877-99 on Fox. Rich is going to take you to Teaser Town, talk about all the games today.
We're going
to
make some good bets.
Right, and we're going to give out some Thanksgiving pardons in sports. Who do we forgive in the world of sports?
Oh, can I drop another Thanksgiving fun fact before we move on?
Sure, because you can't help yourself. Let's hear it.
I can't.
Rich loves fun facts.
Ben Franklin. Get this, Joel. Ben Franklin wanted...
He's fun fact boy.
I am fun fact boy. Ben Franklin wanted the nation's bird to be the turkey, and he fought for it. He lost because it's the bald eagle, but in another universe, Ben Franklin won that debate, and the bird, he said the bald eagle had bad character. Yeah. And we should all be praising the turkey.
No, you know what? Turkey's overrated. I really believe that with all my heart. You know what I'd rather have?
You'd rather eat bald eagle?
I'd rather have Tom the Turkey ice cream cake. No, leave the bald eagle out of this.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Leave it out of this. I'm more of a chicken ham guy. I've already said that. Turkey's overrated. But do you remember that Tom Carvel turkey cake?
Of course I do. East Coast, of course.
I want that Tom turkey cake, man. But anyway, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. We got to talk about Zach Wilson. Yeah. We're talking about him all week.
Zach Wilson, because the Jets, who are a playoff contender, surprisingly good. The Jets are surprisingly good. No one thought they'd be there at this stage now, right? Robert Saleh, I think, is a great head coach. I've always been a fan. I'm a Niners guy, so when he was our defensive coordinator,
Imhotep.
He does look like the guy from The Mummy.
He's great in The Mummy, too. Yeah.
But Robert Saleh has decided to go with Mike White, and this is what Robert Saleh had to say.
Zach's career here is not over. I know that's going to be the narrative. I know that that's what everybody wants to shout out, and that's not even close to the case. The intent, the full intent, is to make sure Zach gets back on the football field at some point this year. When that is, I'll make that decision. I'm going to take it day to day. The biggest thing with Zach, and the same things that we've talked about, is the young man needs a reset. His decision-making's been fine. His practice habits, all that stuff have been fine, but there's some basic fundamental things that have gotten really out of whack for him, and this is just an opportunity for him to sit back, focus on those things, find a way to get reconnect to all the different things that we fell in love with during the draft process, and it's something that I feel like he's going to be able to do. I think to ask him to do all those things while preparing for a game is unfair, but at the same time, it's something just talking with Zach that I think we're all excited to attack, and is it a small step back? Absolutely for him, but do I think it's going to be a great leap forward when he does get a chance to reset himself? Absolutely. This is not putting a nail in his coffin. This is not that. It's not even close to that.
Now, that's what a leader sounds like. There's no doubt about that. And that's why you like this guy. That's why the Jets are good.
I like Robert Saleh
a lot.
Saleh
is 43 years old. I want you to keep that in perspective, okay? Because Zach Wilson is only 23 years old. And I think sometimes we forget that.
We forget these guys are kids. They lack maturity. In fact, Wilson was asked after the game, hey, do you take responsibility? Do you feel bad that you left the defense hanging? You only put up 3 points? And remember his answer? No, I'm not. He took no accountability. And then after he said that, because that is the voice of an immature 23-year-old who is used to winning his whole life. If you're Zach Wilson, every step of the way, if you're a top first-round draft pick, I promise you, know what you've done every stage of your life? You've won. You're not used to losing. You're not used to. You think Zach Wilson in his Pop Warner high school college career was used to getting shut down like that? It's a new feeling, and he's a 23-year-old kid. I'm not making excuses. I'm just explaining.
Yeah. There's no question that what he did and his response was immature.
And that's how you lose the locker room with some of the veterans, right? So Zach Wilson said all week he had a sick feeling in his stomach and, quote, it was the only thing I could think about for the last couple days. I wanted the opportunity to talk to my guys and really make it come from the heart. And as you heard Robert Saleh say, the fundamentals are out of whack and he's a young kid that needs a reset. And sometimes I'm not trying to be soft because it's Thanksgiving and we're all emotional. No, I genuinely think sometimes we forget these kids, when they get off track and they're in their early 20s, you could correct this. Peyton Manning stunk his first couple years. Great quarterbacks historically haven't always had the best starts. We just live in a world now where if a guy stinks in his first or second year, remember like a month ago, it's like, oh, the Patriots might be ready to move on from Mac Jones. Mac Jones? You mean the guy that's had a second year? Like, come on.
I want to quote Mark Sanchez, who said this on Fox Sports Radio. Zach Wilson looked insecure and childish. He did. Nobody is defending that. Let's make that very clear. All week we were saying, man, he really handled that poorly.
But we realized that you and Zach Wilson have something in common, right? Remember we talked about how you, in your relationships, work, career, everything, some people are bad at taking accountability.
They are, and it's a learning experience, you know, and I'm still learning to take accountability. I always think I'm right, and I'm always trying to defend or at least give a reason.
Well,
he's caught in the moment. There's so many ways to look at this. Now that we heard his apology, he apologized. And I don't think he's being benched because he gave the wrong answers. I think he's being benched because he's stinking like Abe Lincoln.
And you know Abe Lincoln stunk. That was the 1800s. They didn't shower much.
It's true. There's so many ways to look at this. You know, the dude is 23 years old. And we have a rule, like a personal rule. And a lot of our stories, if it's a crazy story about us, we could always attribute it to, that was in my 20s. Yeah. How many dumb things did you do and say in your 20s? But you could justify, you're not going to say and do those things now, right? You learned a little bit. Maybe some of you would.
I don't know. It's not an excuse. But it's an explanation.
But it's an explanation. The dude's just on a bigger stage, okay? And then I think about this. There's like etiquette in the world of boxing and fighting, and I often talk about this, right? Yeah. A lot of times, especially in the UFC, and you hear guys like Joe Rogan talk about this too.
You crazy, Joe Rogan.
You don't talk to a guy after he just got knocked out. You know what I mean? You sort of leave him alone. He's not all there. He's emotional. It's not the right time to really dive into an interview and talk to the guy. Zach Wilson just got beat. He just got beat
on a punt return.
So I'm saying
with 1 second left,
highly emotional. Yeah, highly emotional moment
in a game that meant a lot.
About it,
a game that meant a lot.
Game that meant a lot. The dude's under a lot of pressure.
They punted more than he had completion. So he was probably feeling like ass about his own performance.
Exactly. So really put it in perspective. Was he wrong? Yes. Is he an emotional 23-year-old kid who's still learning and just lost the game? Yes.
So what Robert Saleh did, I think...
was right.
Makes sense when you look at it from the perspective of... I believe Saleh when he said Zach Wilson's... He's not done. Kid needs a reset because he's a kid.
Because he's a kid. And I agree. And I agree that this could be a great learning lesson. But if you want to be real about it, and I'm not... Because people don't know us. I'm not Mr. Softy Pants. That's just not who I am. But I think we were rich.
Then why is that your personalized license plate?
I mean, it's just my screen name. It's just my email.
Mr. Softy Pants at Gmail.
This is everything.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm really not. I think we as, you know, media or radio shows, we as fans, you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, I think everybody was a little too hard on the guy. I do. Think about where you were at 23. Okay, and all the excuses you make for your buffoonery at 23, when you put it all in perspective and when you see that he felt bad and he apologized, I think you have a different understanding now.
Okay, one question. What was his record before the two losses? Didn't he win all the other games?
Yeah, he's had a pretty solid season. What are the Jets, 6-4 now?
So I have to look at it kind of anti-establishment with the Jimmy G in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
You're coming out with all this. He needs a reset. Yes, 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 yes. You're the coach. But injury, 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 and we'll put him back in there next week. And wait a minute. What about all the stuff he needed to fix? And what about everything he needed to do?
I wonder. See, they're playing the Bears this week. So, Joel, what are your thoughts on how Mike White performs against the Bears? Will that be the 100% determining... You know, and Fields is probably not playing, right?
Last time he was hurt.
I don't know.
Yeah, so if the Jets, you know, put up a W against the Bears and Mike White plays okay, are they going to keep rolling with Mike White? Because the game after that is the Vikings. And I don't think you fiddle around with the Vikings. If the Jets are trying to make a real playoff run, maybe this is your little slap on the hand to Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Like, hey, grow up, kid.
A perfect
grow
chance
up, grow
to,
up, kid.
To make a statement.
Right.
Yeah.
A perfect learning lesson. The whole thing... You know, after the press conference, I think has been handled perfectly by Saleh and the Jets.
I mean,
I'm saying, think about how hard we were on this kid.
But based on what you're saying, though, the Jets without Zach Wilson are a better team than the Bears without Justin Fields. So if both starting quarterbacks are not in there, advantage Jets, right? I mean, it's like,
agreed.
So it could be a nice little slap on the wrist.
So we don't look at coaching if the Jets lose to Chicago?
If the Jets lose to Chicago, then the narrative will be, you know, Robert Saleh, like, maybe I made the wrong decision, you know, trying to make a point, cost him a game. There's a tough AFC wild card race that's going down. I mean, there's Miami, there's the Jets, there's the Chargers, there's the Bengals. There's a bunch of teams that are fighting for 3 spots. And the Jets and the Patriots, by the way. I'm sorry, forgot them. Sorry, everybody.
Whose quarterback just had a reset?
Yeah. Mac Jones had a reset. You know what? Mac Jones had a reset. And you know what? No, have you heard about Zappy lately? Nope.
You know what? You also got to keep in mind the makeup of a younger man today. They don't handle things the same way other quarterbacks along the way have. I mean, I heard Joel say soft. Maybe some of these young kids do need a mental reset. Just because they can't handle that type of pressure. You saw how he acted under pressure.
Well, you know what? I don't like to make... Everyone loves to make fun of the younger generation, and I love to pile on, too.
I'm being real about it.
But you know what a young quarterback has to deal with that quarterbacks of the past didn't? That when you suck, not only do you have to... You're accountable to your teammates and the press and the media. This guy goes on social media, and there's millions of people telling him he stinks. He sucks. Talking about his mama. In fact, they are talking about his mom because she's hot. Yeah. They're talking about his mom and his mom's friends. Zach Wilson has been thrown a lot. Remember on even on draft day, everyone's like, yeah, he got chose. Man, his mom's hot. So from day one, this guy's like.
And he's in New York.
And he's in New York. You've heard New York athletes talk about how at their locker, if you play for a smaller market team, it's a couple reporters at your locker. When the Jets are showing signs of life for the first time in like a decade, everyone's surrounding Zach Wilson's locker.
Now, yeah. Will Zach Wilson ever be the answer? Probably not. I don't know, but I'm not rooting against him. Is it counterproductive to sit him out more than 1 week? Absolutely, because Mike White is not your guy. You know, not if anybody guy. Is, Zach Wilson is, right?
Well, dude, you can't.
But you got to remember, he's only 23, and I think we view his reaction at the press conference a little different when you hear him take accountability, when you hear him apologize to his teammates, and that's the update there. He apologized to all of them, you know, and you don't want to lose the team in the locker room because there's a lot of players, you know, especially on the defense that thought maybe he handled that the wrong way. He absolutely did, but he apologized. So
I really want to hear what he really did, though. Let's wait 2 more weeks, 3 more weeks, season after. Was he coming in from the strip club at like 3 a.m?
There might be another story.
Was he bringing wings from the strip club?
From Magic City?
Lemon pepper wings. They're the best.
Now, you know, as a starter, if I'm reading this correctly, according to Pro Football Reference, which we all go to, I know you say Baseball Reference is one of your top visited sites.
All the time.
You're a weird stack guy.
All the time. Yeah.
No, but 7 starts, 5-2. Zach Wilson, he's had moments, but again, he's not lighting it up. 4 TDs, 5 interceptions, not a good, you know, his quarterback rating's not good. But maybe
Salah said that he's noticed something changed, that he's doing something different, that he's different now. Like, who are we hanging with?
Fundamentals, maybe personality. Yeah, it's a young kid. So, well, you know what?
Feeling himself a little bit.
Maybe he is feeling himself a little bit. You know? Either way, he did apologize. I think he's getting what he deserves. He's sitting out. It's a reset. And, I do think that, we were a little hard on him.
Joel's onto something in that when you're a New York athlete and you have a little winning behind you, you start to feel yourself. You saw it with, remember Matt Harvey? Before he got in some sticky situations, Matt Harvey was the Dark Knight. He was dating Adriana Lima. He was like, I'm Matt Harvey in New York. Let's go Mets. Then he started stinking and his life fell apart. It's the truth.
It is true.
So beware when you're playing in a big position in New York.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Byer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope you had a fun time last night partying. Biggest party night of the year. Saw your old friends. And when I say your old friends, I mean, you're like, whoa, man, you got old. A lot of you probably felt like you were hanging out with like Phil Donahue last night. All your friends looking gray.
What happened to you?
They always say, man, you gained a little weight, huh?
They always say the night before Thanksgiving, the biggest party night of the year, people see their old school pals in their hometowns. And then I said, tomorrow, Black Friday, is the number one plumbing day of the year. I don't know what people are doing to their toilets or sinks, but
I thought it was a Plumber's Crack Friday.
Yeah, Plumber's Crack Friday.
We renamed it.
And another fun fact is Joel said he just loves my fun facts.
Fun fact boy.
Yeah, fun fact boy.
He's fun fact boy.
Black Friday has been a term for a while, but the first time the term Black Friday, which is tomorrow, was used in like official print was in the mid-70s, 1975. The New York Times deemed it Black Friday the biggest shopping and traffic day of the year. And in the 80s is when they started marketing it like Black Friday sales.
Right, they ran with
it. So in our lifetime, this happened. This is like a 100-year-old thing. Wow,
thanks for that fun fact.
And then what? Within the last 10 years, Cyber Monday. Birch is all about the Cyber Monday.
Robots.
Your online deals.
Oh, Cyber Monday. Yeah, it's all coming up. But enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you got it on Black Friday? Like, have you ever chased a deal that bad?
I think, this year.
What are you going to get?
Or maybe wait for Cyber Monday. Because my kid, you know, living the dad life, wants a PC.
She wants
these kids
a pony.
Want a game. No, because all these kids want a game and play video games. And, you know, so I'm probably going to buy that on Cyber Monday.
You could probably get some, like, cheaper tablets for, like, $100 if you got nieces or nephews or kids or
well,
something.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving. It's a pleasure to be here. Very thankful. Again, we're Covino and Rich.
Yo, there's no excuse anymore, by the way, before we get into today's football games and your final thought. I happened to go to Best Buy the other day. I know, who goes to the actual store? But I needed a wire for my headphones.
Should have went to a Radio Shack for that.
Yeah. Sam Goody?
Yeah, no, Radio Shack.
Circuit
for all
City.
Your little gadgets for your wires. Yeah.
Where? Where's that place? And, yo, there's no excuse for someone to have a lame-ass TV now. If you're watching games or fights, if you're a sports fan, if you are a fan of football, soccer, baseball, hockey, basketball, fighting, I walked into Best Buy, and again, this is not a commercial. This is just my observation. They were selling 75-inch smart TVs for like $400. Do you remember when TVs that were like good TVs were thousands of dollars? Like thousands of dollars. Like people would save up for a big TV or it'd be a big deal. You could buy a TV for the price of an absurd dinner now.
I got to go buy two smart TVs to smack.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm telling you, it's amazing. Everything else in life, Joel, has got more expensive. TVs are the only thing that have gotten cheaper in life. Only thing. I can't think of something else that's got cheaper. You can fill up your car three times and you buy a TV for that price.
I think what they pay me has gotten a little cheaper. You know, over the years.
Over the years.
Anyway, we're Covino and Rich, and we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Remember to enjoy the Christmas Story Christmas when you're done eating after all the football. And by the way, I want to spread some gossip a little bit.
What's going on?
Did you see Odell Beckham Jr. was spotted courtside last night at the Miami game?
Ooh.
In Miami?
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Is he part of Mike McDaniel's future plan?
What's with all the
Were the Dolphins tampering?
I think it's all tampering. Jacques Peterson trying to recruit Aaron Judge.
You don't even know what tampering means.
Yeah, I do. It's when Dak Prescott is saying, yo, man, we want you.
That's not tampering.
I know, but it doesn't seem right.
No, like, but there is a weird thin line between what's tampering and not. But I think Odell Beckham Jr., he narrowed down the teams, right? Is Miami one of them?
Now Miami, maybe? Who knows?
All right, well, we shall see. Enjoy your games today. And like I said earlier, the teaser bet of the day, I think it's simple. I think they're not sucker bets. I think you do a 7-point tease. I know you got to wager 130, 140 to win 100. But if you could get Buffalo from 9.5 to minus less than a field goal,
I mean,
and the same with
less
the Cowboys.
Than a field goal, look, I don't think there's any question that Buffalo's winning. I think Detroit will be tough. Buffalo wins. If they win by a field goal, then you win. You're right.
I think you lock that up with Dallas at home, minus 2.5 or 3.
You'd tell us why you think the Giants stink so bad, though.
I think the Giants have had a very weak schedule, and I think when you look at the Giants' schedule down the stretch, I think they're going to be exposed. And I said it last year about the Arizona Cardinals, and I was right. Sometimes a team may have a good record. Record's not everything, right? Because right now, if I said to you, who do you rather play? The Niners or the Giants? Giants have a better record. They're better than the Niners. Who do you rather play? I'd rather play Tampa. I'd rather play the Giants than Tampa. And Tampa's 5-5.
What about the Eagles' record?
The Eagles have an inflated record, but they're pretty good. But
no, you know, I meant their Christmas record.
No.
By the way, it's fantastic.
It's really good.
I listened off the air. It's ridiculous. It's that good. I'm not even kidding you. It's like, it's not just because their athlete's good. It's really good. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
So the Giants, I think, unless somehow, some way, Saquon Barkley. Unless Saquon Barkley goes off, which I don't think he will against that run defense of the Cowboys, but that's the only chance they have, because I can't see the Giants stopping what the Cowboys have offensively right now. I think the Cowboys go on a little hot streak right now, and I think you're going to see the New York football Giants get a little cold. You got to remember, no one expected this. They got off to a hot start. Not that great.
Well, enjoy your games. Enjoy your turkey.
And have a good Thanksgiving. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good one.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.